Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. We've got to teach our team members to look at the entire schedule across the board. Yeah. How is this affecting the one person at the front? How is this affecting the treatment coordinator? How is it affecting our business? We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Welcome back to another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, T-Bone, and once again, I'm joined by the impeccable, half the time here, Meredith Cooper-Jones.
That's what makes me a co-host, right? I only have to be here half the time?
Your job is to be here all the time, and I'm supposed to be doing nothing, and I'm doing all the work.
No, I've been
Thank God
courses.
This is an unpaid position. You know,
one day this will be a paid job for me.
Never.
Oh.
It's included. You get paid for it. It's just included.
Oh, okay.
It's included. You know, the one thing I hate about this, one of the things I do dislike, for those of you that don't know, we batch record our podcast, typically about once a month. We'll do 3 or 4 episodes and get it all out of the way. So that way, you know, we keep continuing to bring you episodes every week. But the one thing I do dislike about that is like days today, because I missed my haircut and my hair shaving, and I've got lots of gray hair. And so, like, for a whole month, all my videos on social media are going to have me having all this damn
so
gray hair. Like, it's crazy. And the problem is if I do paint it, it turns into crazy.
You got to learn to, you got to, like, pull it through.
No, I brush it in. I tried it once where it came out super black.
Yeah, we remember. We got a selfie of, like, this much of his face.
Super black. And then recently I brushed, this is like 3 months ago, yeah, 2-3 months. I brushed it in. And clearly I did that incorrectly. I just need to learn, like, listeners, my people, my family, my podcast family, should I embrace the gray that I have, or should I continue to fight, like, or start fight, not continue, start fighting the gray that I have? Can you send me a message or a DM on any of my social media channels to tell me if I should embrace the gray or if I should start fighting the gray?
When this goes out, we'll have Caroline post a poll on your story. How about that?
She'll be like delivering a baby at that point.
Then I'll do it.
Okay, somebody has to do it.
Okay.
All right, anyway, so I'm going to turn it over to Meredith, and she's going to tell us what we're going to talk about. But anyway, listen, let me tell you what we're going to talk about real quick. Go ahead.
Let's talk about how you don't, since you think I don't work, I've been at courses the last couple months, and I was helping in the practice the other day, and that's kind of how this came to my realization is I was
And guess what? Where was I when you were helping in the practice?
Golfing.
Yes. winner.
Yeah.
Chicken dinner.
Okay. So let's remember that. So we had quite a few girls out. I was helping in the practice. T-Bone was out of town. So I was working up front, and I had an assistant come up and ask if I could move. I had scheduled a limited emergency patient.
A consult or something.
Yeah, at 10:30. Kind of in the overflow, assistant column at 10:30. And I thought that was a great time. The next patient in the doctor column wasn't starting at 10:30, was starting at like 11:30. Mm-hmm. So I thought they would be finishing up, but not at the end of their appointment where they would be trying to flip the rooms and all of that. And an assistant came up to me and said, "Can you move that appointment to 11?
Which is, look, there's nothing wrong with that request.
Yeah. And so I said, what makes you think that this appointment would be better at 11? So that I can learn. Because the way I looked at
it. Like, you know you're not trying to learn nothing, Meredith. What's wrong with you?
That was a nice way to word it, right?
I thought thank you was a better way of wording it.
No, I was trying to maybe teach her. And I said, how can I learn why this would be better?
Okay.
That was nice. I'm not saying
it's not nice. I know what you were trying to do, okay?
Where do you think I learned it from?
The master himself.
Okay, so I said, how
can... Like, we must be towards the end of our batch day today because we are laughing it up.
I said, well, how can I learn so I can better schedule you next time? And not have to, right? Because that's wasting my time to have to call a patient, wasting their time to have to move
them again.
Especially
when they just scheduled that morning.
So how can I avoid doing that, right? So I asked and I said, she said, well, I'm going to have to flip the other room and help them set up for the next patient. And I said... Okay, but then you're going to, I said, so let's think outside
of just. Mind you, we have three assistants.
Right, yes. So I said, let's think outside of just your room, right?
Or your two rooms or whatever.
Right, your doctor rooms. Let's look at the rest of the schedule, right? We had two doctors working that day. Mm-hmm. We had three hygienists working that day. So we had one doctor was doing a big case so that their patient wasn't going to flip. We had two doctors. So one was doing a big case, one coming in at 11, and then we had three hygiene
patients coming at 11.
All coming in at 11.
And then probably a treatment coordinator had a patient.
A consult at 11, yes. Yeah. Yes, you're absolutely right. We had a consult at 11 with the treatment coordinator. And
so we already had five patients coming in at 11 o'clock, and now you want me to add a sixth patient coming in at 11 o'clock.
And I looked at her and I said, how is Stormy going to check in? I said, are you going to be up here to get your patient and check them in? This was... someone who hadn't been in a couple years. So we're probably going to need new paperwork, new insurance, all these things. And we have one person working up at the front. Plus me, I was helping. But I don't know all the new software that great.
That's wires.
So I said, even with two people, that's six versus two. I mean, how does that work? So she said, I had never thought about that.
Yeah.
And so sometimes that's where we said...
At least she didn't say, I didn't care.
You know, yeah, I don't care. And I said, well, would you be available to come up front and get your patient? And she said, no, I need to set up the rooms. And I said, okay, so if they came in at 10:30 and we got them out by 11, you know, we schedule it for an hour, but typically these kinds of patients we can get out in 30 minutes for sure, no problem. Or they're at least transferred to the treatment coordinator by the 30 minute mark, right? Mm-hmm. Which let's also remember that we have six patients coming in at 11. We only have one treatment coordinator available as well. So if all of hygiene, or usually when a limited comes in or a emergency patient comes in, they're typically going to need something from the treatment coordinator, right? So to transfer them at the same time that we have three hygienists seeing patients is going to clog them up.
Yeah. So let me break this down, okay? Because I think this is a... Let's take away all the laughter and the fun that we've been having. Let's talk about something. Let's get serious for a moment, which is hard for me because I just got an alarm that my glucose is running low.
Is it lunchtime?
I don't know. Like, what is going on? It says my glucose is 53. Like, it can't be right. We're going to break that out to bad Bluetooth technology and bad something else. But anyway, let's get serious. Here I am being the one not serious. That's serious. My glucose level is serious. I hope you guys are laughing at me today. I don't know what kind of mood I'm in.
It could be worse.
It could be. I could be in a mean mood, right? Let's get to the crux of this, okay? I think, number one, I know the assistant that did this to you, and she's a conscientious person, as are 95%
of the entire team is a very competent, smart team.
Yeah, and they're team players, okay? But I think what was important there is... And I think this is part one because you've been in every position in the practice and you've been obviously with us at 3D. So you see how we talk about this a lot, but it's very easy for team members, hygienists, assistants, especially it's really clinical team members to very much look in just their little sliver of the practice mm-hmm. and not realize that, oh my God, I got 5/6 patients coming in at one time. We got one person at the front. Okay, but what if, and this is a limited and or a second, let's call it a limited exam, and the treatment coordinator already has a consult, mm-hmm. okay? So then we got three hygiene patients. What if one of those people need complex care?
Yeah.
And then the treatment coordinator is not available. And my point in all of this is twofold. One, we've got to teach our team members to look at the entire schedule across the board.
Yeah.
How is this affecting the one person at the front? How is this affecting the treatment coordinator? How is it affecting our business? And that's the second part of it is there's a reason our case acceptance isn't as good, and we get overwhelmed when patients want to say yes to bigger treatment and there's nobody there to handle them. And then we say this doesn't work and that doesn't work, or we need more people. And that isn't, we don't need more people in our office, no. For God's sakes. We just need to be smarter about looking globally and smarter about when we schedule this. Now, what I would say about Meredith is that morning meeting, we said that 10:30 was the time to bring in a limited exam,
right.
because we pick every morning, we pick the time to work in same day non-negotiable emergencies, okay, or limited exams or something like that. And so 10:30 was the time because it fit best in our schedule. Okay, because it fit best in, that's the best time for when the doctor, you know, because at the end of the day, when the doctor's done with treatment, they're able to go to another room while the assistant turns over, right. Flips, and does all of that stuff. And then the doctor can go work with second assistant or assistant-driven column or treatment coordinator or hygienist or whoever to do that. And that way it doesn't interfere with the doctor staying on time from them. And then for the front office person to be able to intake all these people, especially when we know they haven't been in the practice in a while, we're going to get new information, new insurance, you know, then that 11 o'clock really isn't going to get back till 11:30, and it just perpetuates, yeah. All of this stuff.
So when I started in the office as an intern, one thing you always said to me is, I want you're in charge of the schedule in the back.
Yeah.
And you were like, this is really, really, really important. I'm like, so I wash instruments, wash, right? Yeah. Not sterilize. I didn't know what that was. I was like, so I wash instruments and I look at a schedule that doesn't move.
Yeah.
Okay. And you said, so I'm going to teach you how to read the schedule. And you said, you need to check at 15-minute marks. You'll learn where these, you know, make sure they're all done with x-rays by this point. Yeah. Make sure they've had exams by this point. It's talking about hygiene for the most part. Mm-hmm. But that way, if you see that someone's running behind, you can give the front a heads up.
Yeah.
Or you can be there to help them flip that room. Or you can be there to help maybe get their stuff ready and set up for their next room. Or maybe see if there's another operatory they could see their next patient in. And so that kind of stuck with me, and I never really stopped.
I forgot about that. Now I remember as you're talking,
yeah.
about it.
So I never really stopped looking across,
yeah.
all... Because that's how one of the first things I learned, yeah. in the practice.
It's interesting you talk about this. One of my friends, Marvin Berlin, he's in McKinney, Texas. This has probably been 10 years ago. He talked about how he has one team, and it's a bigger office.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a much larger office than ours even. And so this would be something I should probably talk to Sully about,
yeah.
in their practice, is that he had one person that was their clinical quarterback.
Yeah. Okay. I think that would kind of be, I think, you know, that's kind of Andrea.
That's kind of what you were talking about,
yeah.
there, right? Is the clinical quarterback. This person is their main function is to direct traffic.
Yeah.
Is this hygienist on time? Who needs this? Where's this at? Is this person going to be late? You know, when you start getting to two, three, like multiple doctors and then multiple chairs, not multiple doctor chairs. Remember, we don't espouse that at 3D dentists, but multiple assistant driven chairs and treatment coordinator driven chairs. You know, there's a lot of orchestrating that has to mm-hmm. go on to make sure all this works. And then you need somebody to communicate to the front, hey, this person's running behind, or hey, if the front says, hey, my patient's here 20, 30 minutes early,
yeah.
like, let's get them back, because now is a great time to get them back. Nothing drives me crazier than when a patient is here early and I'm sitting around doing nothing,
yeah.
and they're like, oh, their appointment's at 11. Like, yeah, I don't give two shits. Get them back.
Yeah.
You know, as long as it fits.
Right.
Right? You know,
yeah.
or, well, I haven't turned the room over. Well, get the damn room turned over. Let's go, man. Let's get ready for success. Mm-hmm. Let's not say, oh, I don't need the next patient till 11. You don't know what's going to happen or what's going to change. And so to me, that kind of reminded me of that thing there.
Yeah.
So I wonder if Marvin still has that.
I think that's kind of similar to what Andrea does as the clinical director there.
Yeah.
She's kind of directing everybody, traffic and
you know,
air traffic control.
Air traffic control.
They should get like a separate headset for that.
But let's think about that. That was such a, like, I forget.
Yeah.
God, I'm so glad you're reminding me of that. It's so, I forget the coaching I used to do when I was fully engaged in the practice. Like down to just, I want everybody to listen to that.
I mean, somebody as an intern.
As an intern.
Yeah.
Right? And I didn't know that you were going to become the Meredith that you are for me today. Literally, I thought you were going to be there for 9 months to a year.
Yeah.
And that was it. But God, that reminded me, like down to—
How can someone be helpful with for the next year in the practice?
Like down to that teaching the intern, the sterilization tech, that their job is to look at the schedule. And I like how you say the schedule that doesn't move.
Yeah, I was literally like, Mom, I got this job. I'm making nothing, and I watch a schedule that doesn't move, and I wash instruments, and I help flip over rooms. She's like, ooh, are they dirty? I'm like, yes.
Yes.
I clean up after people.
But it's so important because that's the connection between the front and the back, because when the back, because the back gets tunnel vision, rightfully so, right? They're so focused on what they're doing.
Yeah, that's why.
And everybody's worried, but we teach them to be so worried about their column, correct? And the front is the front has to deal with God knows what, eight hands.
Yeah.
Right? So it's
quite plus people calling, not even just the people that are in the practice. I mean, in the back, you're just dealing with the people that are in the practice, the person in front of you. In the front, you're dealing with the people coming in, the people coming out, for everyone.
And the phone
plus
calls?
Plus the phones.
Yeah.
You know, so it's hard. Plus, you're kind of trying to watch, but you don't know what's going on in the back. You can't see unless you're getting up and walking, which you barely can do because you're on the phone the whole time.
I'm going to wrap this episode up with a call to action for everybody. Here's what I'd love for you to do, okay? Because here, if your practice is anything like mine, as the dentist slash leader, you give your clinical team so much love and leadership, and you give so little love and attention to your front office team, and that's because they're not needing me with you on a day-to-day basis. So what I would encourage you to do is to let one of your assistants, some days, once a week or, you know, once in a while, let them just go sit in the front and see what in the world is happening up there. And maybe for you as a dentist, like I haven't sat up front in a long time either. I should sit up there and just see what in the world's going on and just be a fly on the wall. So it'll give you insight into what's really happening in your practice. As a dentist slash owner slash leader, you need to be able to do that. As team members, I think to really be a team and to support each team member very well, they need to understand what they need to travel a day in their shoes. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be so important. Like I should send, like on Thursdays and Fridays when it's less busy at the office, I should rotate Masha, Isabel, and Fatu up front to let them see what goes on in the front.
They can all trade shoes too.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll wear the same size or not. I probably wouldn't wear somebody else. I'm pretty sure nobody wants to wear my shoes. Although Abby wore my shoes this week.
Oh, that's sweet.
Now they're stretched out, they won't fit. My 13-year-old wears size 13 shoes. I wear a size 12. And so he's going to stretch my shoes out. I don't know what in the world's going on. So, all right, everybody. Look.
Think you outside can help. Your operatory.
Think outside your operatory. And if we can help you at 3D Dentist, we do some amazing things. We do clinical courses, case acceptance programs, business training, live patient implant programs. We're here to help grow your practice. It's one of the reasons we do this podcast is to help support what we're doing at 3D Dentist so we can stay engaged with our customers and we can stay engaged with our future customers. And we want to help you. And that's why we give so much. Give. But my ask of you is help us by supporting what we do because I know you're going to win in that too. So 3D-dentist.com, let us know how we can help. We're here to support. We're here to help you grow. Now more than ever is when we need that fundamental training to get us back, to get us through what's going on, and to get us through the next side. So have a great week. We'll see you next week on the Dentistry Made Simple podcast.